I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Perhaps the best conference finals in NBA playoff history. The Boston Celtics rally from a 3-1 series deficit against the arch-rival Philadelphia 76ers to reach and eventually win the NBA Finals. Fast forward 35 years later, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors on the brink of elimination, down 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Golden State fighting back reaches and wins Game 7, 96-88, to win the Western Conference and move on to the finals. The first team to overcome a 3-1 conference finals series deficit, you guessed it, since the 81 Celtics. NBA MVP Stephon Curry.
6-7 days ago, and we're down 3-1. Everybody thought the wheels were falling off, and it was kind of end of our run. But in that locker room, the talk was positive. It was, you know, let's figure this out. Let's go out and, you know, take it one game at a time and claw our way back into the series and see what happens. And we followed that kind of mindset, you know, these last three games. And it's just, you appreciate how tough it is to get back here.
Golden State plays LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in a rematch of last year's finals. The San Jose Sharks have never been to the NHL Finals, that is until now, but the Sharks were bitten in Game 1 by Penguins? Yes, the ones from Pittsburgh in a thrilling 3-2 opener. Pittsburgh superstar Sidney Crosby.
You get this opportunity and you just want to leave it out there. You know that there's only a couple weeks left in the season. You know, I think that's the bottom line, is you understand the situation and... Yeah, there's nothing to save it for. You know, it's just it's about leaving it all out there and seeing what happens.
The first French Open washout in 16 years has cast a gloomy pall over the tournament, and first-year tournament director Guy Forget could not help but wear some of that dreariness on his face as he addressed the media Monday in Paris. The French Open likely lost 2 million euros by sending its fans away with promised full refunds. Forget clearly saw the catastrophic day as an opportunity to plead his case for the necessity of a roof over the number one show court at Roland Garros. Hey, the other three Grand Slam venues have one. Finishing on a nice afternoon at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, on time and on top, was English golfer Chris Wood.
We sort of decided we could be quite aggressive at the flags. It's a perfect 8-iron, it's a perfect 6-iron, you don't need to take anything off it. So that makes scoring a lot easier.
The Englishman now with 3 wins, finishing just 1 stroke ahead of Rickard Karlberg of Sweden. James Morrison. No, the golfer from England. He didn't come close to winning, but he did make a hole-in-one at the 14th hole and won a brand-new BMW i8.
I'd rather play better over the weekend. Plus 4 weekend doesn't really get it done, but I guess a nice end to a really good week.
And it's not the first time either, is it?
No, Portrush, 2012 with a 5-iron as well. Won a BMW there too.
This as Europe prepares to play the United States in the Ryder Cup. European captain Darren Clark has named his 3 vice-captains, Thomas Bjorn, Padraig Harrington, and Paul Lowry. What does Clark expect to hear from them during the biannual match play event?
They'll give me the information that I may not want to hear, as opposed to everything that I do want to hear. They're 3 guys that I trust implicitly, and they will tell me the truth. They will tell me exactly what's going on, and that's going to be very important. That's what I need, that sort of support and help from vice-captains.
Someone definitely wasn't giving the right advice concerning the Rio Olympics velodrome. Less than 70 days remain until the August 5th Rio Olympics opening ceremony, and the cycling venue is only 88% complete. Rio City Hall has broken its contract with the builder of the Olympic Velodrome due to a lack of progress in the company's legal problems. Since canceling the cycling test event in late March, the Velodrome has proven to be a major headache for Rio organizers and the International Cycling Union. Organizers are scrambling to finish before a training session that's scheduled for June 25th through the 27th. It doubles as the venue's only test event. Already built are the new high-tech Olympic swimsuits designed to give competitors perhaps that 1,000th of a second advantage in the pool, the difference between winning and losing at the Olympics. This year, three swimsuit manufacturers are competing for gold in terms of medals and profits. Joel Warner of International Business Times.
Folks at Aquasphere and at MP, the name of his brand, of course, say it really does make a difference. That they've really designed the suits with Michael Phelps' input. They say it's really going to revolutionize the sport.
Speedo is the company that really spearheaded this, and Speedo is still out there and still pushing its technology.
Yeah, Speedo has long been the biggest player, and they were the ones who started the so-called rubber suit craze back in 2008 with their first laser racer, which then all the other companies tried to copy with their own suits. And then so they were the ones that had to go back to the drawing board after FINA said, you know, these really can't be part of competition. According to Speedo, these fabrics are only stretch in one direction. So you can have really tight compression going around your legs while still allowing freedom of movement.
That's a big deal for swimmers. I mean, obviously, they don't want to have that constrictive feeling while they are in such an intense physical competition.
Yeah, and it's funny, it's not just what it feels like in the pool, but these suits can take more than half an hour to put on. And if you think about it, you're already in these incredibly high-stress environments. You have limited time before each competition, and there's always a risk if you slightly put the suit on wrong, it could rip, and you could have to start the whole process all over again.
We send out our weekly VOA Game Room shout-outs, this time to Twitter followers at WomensGolf.com, at The Post Game, at Oz Public Golf, and at Sports Squatch. Thank you and everyone else who's following VOA Game Room. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on VOAnews.com.